The funeral cortege for Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim has reached the Iraqi city of Najaf, where the Islamic cleric was killed on Friday and where he will be buried today. Tens of thousands of mourners on Sunday began the 110 miles from Baghdad to Najaf in solemn tribute to Hakim, a leader of Iraq's Shiite community. Hakim was a longtime opponent of Saddam Hussein. He returned to Iraq from years in exile in Iran after the overthrow of the Ba'athist regime and had urged cooperation with the American occupiers. NPR's Emily Harris is in Najaf. What exactly is taking place in Najaf today?
Bob, Najaf is just filled with throngs of mourners all over the streets. This morning, the funeral procession came to the Imam Ali Shrine, which is where the explosion happened last Friday, which killed Ayatollah al-Hakim and, of course, scores of other mourners. The crowd followed it around, many people stopping to look at the hole that was created in the pavement when the bomb went off. It's been filled in now with chunks of cement and some garbage, actually. And the area, that area is blocked off, as well as the area of damage to the mosque. But people were coming up to take a look at it, to really see the site where this man that they loved so much was killed.
What's been the impact of Hakim's death on Iraq's majority Shiite population?
It's interesting. He was a very respected leader in life, but it's almost as if he is larger in death than he was in life. It was a huge shock, of course, the Shia community. One person said to me, he was safe in exile in Iran for so many years, and then he finally comes home, and now he's killed. Many Shia are hoping that his death will actually unify not only the Shia community, which has some different factions in it, but also, they say, Iraq as a whole. There have been condolences offered from Sunni groups, from Kurd groups as well, but it's not clear that a new martyr is enough to unite all the diverse groups in Iraq.
A new Iraqi cabinet has been named, is being sworn in today. How important is that move in establishing Iraqi control over the government?
Well, the U.S. thinks it's a very important step. They really want to see Iraqi officials involved in the day-to-day operations, making those sorts of decisions on a wide variety of things that affect Iraqi day of life, both the day-to-day decisions and also, you know, some of the responsibility. It's not totally clear what responsibilities each cabinet will have yet. And, of course, the U.S. is retaining control. There's no prime minister in this cabinet. Paul Bremer, who's the top U.S. administrator here, will remain the final word on what happens. And he says maybe optimistically there could be elections and a next year for an elected government that might have more responsibility. But for now, the U.S. remains pretty firmly in control.
It's Friday's bombing in Najaf forced the U.S. military to modify its security arrangements.
Security is a top concern here, obviously, and a lot of things have changed since Friday. Coming into Najaf today, lots of roadblocks, lots of searches. Some security procedures at some U.S. installations have been tightened in the last 4 days. And the Marines, which have been stationed in this central area of Iraq and are scheduled to formally hand over some control to international troops tomorrow, will actually be staying on a little longer than they'd expected, in part for security reasons.
NPR's Emily Harris in Najaf, Iraq.